Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is the 5th annual Manning Family Children's Radiothon. Mr. Louis Badalamente from Demo 911 joins us. Mr. Louis, how are you? Mr. Louis?
Let me tell you, yes, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. I want to tell you, thank y'all for the great work y'all are doing in promoting the Children's Hospital.
Well, let me tell you something. Thank you for matching the last hour. Kara S. from Tickfaw, 100. Marty A. from Ponchatoula, 100. Kevin M. from Abita Springs, 180. Sherry H. Nola, $50. Mary H. from LaRose, 30. All that doubled thanks to you. And I always kid around about you never build anything, but you tear anything, but you can tear anything down and make it disappear. You're building something today, my friend, and I can't thank you enough for your support for Manning Family Children's.
Well, Tommy, we want to pledge another $500 this morning, and I want to challenge the other sponsors to call in right now and meet that pledge, meet that challenge.
Mr. Louis Badalamente, Demo 911, just donated $500. Somebody hit that gong for me, would you please? Can you hit the gong for Mr. Louis? And he challenged all the other sponsors to do likewise. Another $500. Hit it. There we go. And Mr. Louis, I got my hard hat on right now, as a matter of fact, that you donated. So thank you, sir.
No, thank you all, Tommy.
And, God bless you.
For the hard work y'all are doing to help the children at the Children's Hospital. Thank you.
You know what I realized just now? I never did get my plate of the pig that you made. But I'll get it next time.
Next time.
I'll get it next time. Thank you, sir. God bless you, and thank you for the $500. You bet. All right, this is the Behavioral Health Hour. We'll talk about it more when we come back. If you want to donate, please go to text NOLA Kids at 349-984. You can text NOLA Kids or you can call 888-780-8811. 39 patients in the Behavioral Health Center. 202 patients, according to the hospital census. That's what we've treated. We'll talk more when we come back on WWL. Tommy Tucker at 8:15. Y'all are starting to wake up, and that's good, starting to get the phones going. You can text NOLA Kids at 34984 or call 888-780-8811. We're looking for miracle makers, if you can. We're trying to get 8 this hour. We have 2. A miracle maker is a one-time donation of $180 or just $15 a month, which is less than 50 cents a day. We started at 6 o'clock by talking about the pediatric care that Manning Family Children's gives the little bitty infants with hearts the size of walnuts. We talked about gene therapy and how they give people their lives back. And we talked to a mom just now with a 13-year-old daughter that was a cheerleader and diagnosed with bone cancer. Thankfully, they're going to ring the bell soon, and that's going to signal the end of treatment. Right now, we're going to talk about this hour about behavioral health with Dr. Mark Klein, Chief Medical Officer at Manning Family Children's. Hey, Doctor, nice to see you again.
Good morning, Tommy.
It's been a year.
Yeah, it sure has. Yeah.
Tell me about what that constitutes, the 51-bed behavioral health center.
Well, you know, I don't use this word lightly, but we're facing a crisis in pediatric mental and behavioral health in the country today. I think just about every children's hospital in the country is seeing that. And here at Manning, we really have run towards the problem in addressing this crisis. And so we have 51 beds here on our main campus in Uptown New Orleans dedicated to behavioral health. That's one of the largest pediatric and adolescent behavioral health units in the United States. And it's just a portion or a part of what we do in behavioral health, which is a very comprehensive program.
You know, words mean things, and I love the way you said run toward the problem, because it's a very proactive approach, is it not?
It is. You know, many of these conditions, at least the severity can be prevented by intervening early and providing evidence-based treatments for the children, and we can restore kids to health and ensure that they have a very full and productive adult life in years ahead.
Talk about the mental health intervention programs, if you will, and some of the barriers that families face when it comes to that.
Well, in addition to the inpatient unit here, we have comprehensive outpatient services. We have a dedicated 8-room section in our emergency department for kids and adolescents who are experiencing a mental health crisis. We have a pediatric trauma and grief program, particularly in urban areas like New Orleans. An astonishing number of children are experiencing traumatic events and are grieving over the death of a loved one or a friend. And so we provide very comprehensive mental health services. Also in the community, through our Thrive Kids program, we have robust programs in the schools in Orleans and in Jefferson Parish. And we also work at the Juvenile Justice Intervention Center. So we have a multifaceted program meant to address really the full range of behavioral health problems that kids can experience.
I remember from last year, you're very passionate about this. Where does that passion come from?
You know, my personal passion in medicine has always been around underserved communities. I was a pediatric AIDS doctor for most of my career. And today, you can hardly find a more underserved community than children and adolescents with behavioral health issues. Most hospitals have not invested in this. You know, it doesn't generate a lot of revenue for the hospital. It depends on philanthropic support. And so, unlike Manning Family Children's, most children have stayed as far away from it as they can, and that's just not right, because the kids and the families need us.
And that's why the donations are so important.
That's right. You know, just to put it in perspective, Tommy, in Louisiana today, it's estimated that about 20% of our children, that's 200,000 children, are facing some kind of behavioral or mental health crisis.
Mm. So you're talking about an intervention here. Somebody can call in and make a donation right now that can change the course of somebody's life for the next 40, 50, 60 years, right?
Absolutely.
Just with one donation.
Absolutely. This is not a Band-Aid on a problem. This is a cure for what could be a lifelong mental health issue. We can get at it early, treat it, and restore that child to health.
And getting to it early is extremely important, is it not?
Absolutely key, yes, sir.
All right, there you go. You can change the course of somebody's life in the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and maybe yours. You never know who's going to interact with whom just by making a donation right now. So call 888-780-8811, please, or text NOLA Kids to 34984. No child's ever turned away, and you heard what Dr. Klein talked about as it relates to needs and the importance of addressing things like this early, and I'll just leave you with that thought. You can change the course of somebody's life just by making a phone call right now for the next 30, 40 years of somebody's life and everybody that they interact with. Thank you, Dr. Klein. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you,
see
Tommy.
You next year.
You
All
bet.
Right. 821 Traffic Now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, 826. Couple of donations I want to acknowledge. Lionel J. Boutte, $50. Thank you. Joseph M. from Slidell donated $1. But you know what? Every dollar does count, and if you can do more than that, that's fine. But Joseph, thank you, because I know you're giving from your need, and you're doing everything that you think you possibly can, and we do appreciate that. Dr. Amy Henke joins us now, who is a psychologist here at Manning Family Children's Hospital. She leads a feeding and eating disorder clinic. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time, Doctor. Tell me about the Eating and Feeding Disorder Clinic, and when did it start here, and what do y'all do?
So we started thinking about the feeding and eating disorder clinic during COVID when we saw a huge influx of kids that were really struggling with eating disorders coming into our hospital, and we didn't really have anywhere to send them. And we didn't want to send them out of state. We wanted to keep them here in Louisiana with their families in their communities, and so we started working on building the clinic. And so we are now the only hospital-based clinic in Louisiana where we provide outpatient care and kids can stay at home and stay in school and stay with their families where we want them to be.
I can think, you know, as a parent, and my child is now 29, so every year we come here and I think, well, man, thank goodness that could have happened, that could have happened, that could have happened. But what kind of support and resources do you offer to support in families when it comes to eating disorders?
Yeah, we have a couple of levels of care. We have our inpatient hospital where we are able to medically stabilize kids, and they have a whole team of support from doctors and nurses, psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, dietitians, our child life specialists. And then when they are safe enough to receive treatment in the home setting, we are able to transition them to our outpatient clinic where we have a team of psychology, our dietitian, and we partner with kids' pediatricians to make sure that they stay safe at home.
How important is it, the work that the clinic does?
Well, I'm biased, but I find it very important because what we love about our clinic is that traditionally kids have been sent to residential facilities across the country. And it's important to know that Louisiana does not have a single residential facility for eating disorder care for pediatrics. And so we provide an alternative to that. And we provide a place where families can go and stay here, stay at home, and they don't have to go to Texas, Atlanta, Miami. We're able to keep them where they belong here in Louisiana.
No child's ever turned away. How can the community support your clinic's mission and growth?
Well, we, of course, appreciate every dollar that comes in to Manning Family Children's, and we really hope that our families who have come to us will share with other families the experiences that they've had and let people know that eating disorders thrive in secret and thrive in shame, and the more we can shine a light on them, the better off these kids can be and the more recovery we can see.
Along those lines, I know this may be not in what a psychologist normally does, but could you ring that cowbell for me, please, right there in front of you?
I'd love to.
Give it a big ring. That is for Ricky T. in Metairie, who is a miracle maker, donated $180 one-time donation, and that is going to help Dr. Henke and Dr. Klein and all of the work they do with behavioral health here. Thank you for all your work. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
You bet. We'll pick it up when we come back. 8:30, time for W. Thank you, Ian. 8:40, 20 till 9 now, and year 5 of the Manning Family Children's Radiothon. We only come to you once a year and ask you to help out. We had a lady earlier, Lanisha, telling the story of her daughter that was diagnosed with bone cancer at 30 that has left me a little bit rattled, I got to tell you, because you can only imagine this young lady is a cheerleader and has a knee issue, and you think it maybe is a cartilage or maybe a muscle or something like that, and it turns out to be carcinoma, bone cancer. But thankfully, thanks to the help that she got here at Children's, she's going to ring the bell soon, and that story is going to end happily for her. We've spent the first hour talking about heart and issues and heart transplants for the little bitty babies with those hearts the size of walnuts. Then we moved on and talked about gene therapy. This hour we're talking about behavioral health, and we'll continue that conversation when we come back. If you make a $500 donation, we'll ring the Kia of Covington Happy Kia Gong, and we can't thank you enough for that. And also, if I don't acknowledge your donation, I apologize to you, but we got a lot going on. We're looking for miracle makers is what we need. We have 6. We need 4 more this hour. If you can just afford 50 cents each day, or $15 a month, or maybe a one-time donation of $180, it would be greatly appreciated. You can call 888-780-8811, or you can text NOLA KIDS to 34984. No child's ever turned away, regardless of their ability to pay. Every dollar stays local, and every dollar goes to research, equipments, and care, part of which is behavioral therapy, and we'll drill down on that a little bit when we come back here on WWL. Been giving you some stories here, and a very touching story about a young lady. I keep going back to Lanisha and her daughter, Nakaya, who was cheerleading and had a knee injury and thought it was a knee injury, turned out to be sarcoma, and they took care of it here at Children's. Thank goodness for that. Manning Children's is always here when we need them. We have six miracle makers this hour. We need four more. If you can, please donate $15 a day. That's only $15 a month, rather. It's only 50 cents a day or $180 one-time donation. We're talking about behavioral health this hour. And Dr. Megan Campbell joins us, Chief of Psychiatry here at Manning Family Children's. How you doing, Doc?
Good morning. I'm well.
Nice to see you again. Tell me about some of the services, generally speaking, that you provide here, both inpatient and outpatient.
Manning Family Children's has comprehensive psychiatric services. We've got a number of psychiatrists and nurse practitioners and counselors. On the inpatient unit, we have a 51-bed inpatient behavioral health hospital for kids in crisis to do acute management and crisis care, get kids plugged into services, get them immediate safety planning. And we have outpatient clinic where kids can be managed long term. We also have emergency room services where kids can receive evaluations and triage in the emergency room if needed to help them determine what level of care they might be needing. And we have psychiatrists available on our inpatient medical floor for kids who are hospitalized here at Manning Family Children's, especially our kids who end up hospitalized for medical reasons for a long time. They may also have mental health, emotional, behavioral, or mental status concerns.
Would it be a violation to ask you at what age suicide becomes an issue?
There's really no minimum age. Our inpatient unit takes kids from ages 7 to 17. And that's for a huge array of potential problems: suicidal thoughts, severe aggressive outbursts, depression, anxiety, panic, obsessive compulsive disorder, and the onset of things like schizophrenia and bipolar, which do often occur in the teen years.
And you can't treat just a patient when it comes to this. You have to take a holistic approach and treat the whole family, do you not?
That's right. I mean, we really try to involve parents from the beginning. Parents are always called and a part of the decision making with psychiatric care.
Talk about, and I talked about the family part of it, but even on the hospital side of it, it's a team approach and a holistic approach as well, is it not?
Definitely. I think recognizing the myriad of psychosocial issues, everything from what's going on at home, what's going on at school, is the child having learning issues, is the child having adjustment issues or friendship problems, all of that goes into understanding any problems with someone's emotional well-being, you know. And a lot of times it's about promoting health, promoting well-being. How is sleep? How's nutrition? What's their outlets that promote wellness, like?
And you never know, do you?
It varies, you know.
When something like this is going to manifest itself, I'm saying, you never know with a child when it's going to show up, do you?
I mean, I think that one thing that's so common is recognizing how prevalent mental health issues are across ages, across, you know, socioeconomic statuses and demographics. And this is something that hits home for most families. I mean, who out there doesn't know someone who's affected by mental health challenges, addiction issues, adjustment problems, right?
Now, do some good work here. I'll tell you what, that's why you need to call and make a donation at 888-780-8811 or text NOLA KIDS 34984. Thank you, Doctor, for all the work you do. I know it's not easy. God bless you.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. 851 traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker at 8:55, 5 till 9. Eric B. knows feeling, giving rather feels good from Jacksonville, donated $200. Chris T., Bay St. Louis, y'all ready for this? Let's ring that Kia of Covington Happy Kia gong for a $500 donation from Chris T. Let her have it. Bang. Congratulations, and thank you to Chris for that. We're joined by Laura Potts, who is the Thrive Kids social, an extra cowbell. How about that? little lanyard cowbell. Laura Potts, a Thrive Kids Social Services Manager for Jefferson Parish Schools, also handles coordination for Jefferson Parish students. What is Thrive Kids?
Thrive Kids is one of the community-based programs here at Banning Family Children's. We partner with schools and school districts to place qualified mental health professionals and nurses directly in their schools to provide care coordination for their students and to coordinate outpatient behavioral health services, a lot like what you were just hearing Dr. Campbell speak about.
What prompted the creation of this back in 2020?
Oh man, so obviously we were in the heat like of the pandemic, and so many people were looking for guidance in schools on how to protect their students, and relationships started to be built out of town halls that Manning Family was hosting for schools and school leaders. And this light bulb went off for our leaders around, wait, why we could be physically in the building where kids spend most of their time, right? And we were already on that trajectory of preventative care, like thinking about how do we get in there preventative, not reactive. And so our first partnership was with Jefferson Parish Schools for 5 nurses and 5 social workers to go into their schools. We built this concept of care coordination, and now we have over 100 employees in Orleans and Jefferson. We have an early learning team. It has just blossomed beyond what we could have ever imagined.
What does it look like for the kid, and why is it so important that this intervention take place?
Oh man, I mean, there's nothing I feel strongly about than Thrive Kids, because
I could see that in your face when I asked the question.
Well, offering these mental health services, like high quality services in school, removes the barriers to care that so many children and families experience. There is transportation, there's language access, there's the physical, like getting to like space for our providers. We don't have enough space. And so having them in the school building to meet with kids where they are has been transformative for them.
I don't want you to violate any confidences, but any case studies you could share with us?
Oh man, there's one that still stands out to me. There was a group of siblings of 3 that had been brought here by Child Protective Services from another state to an elderly caregiver, and that elderly caregiver just didn't even know where to start in getting them health care, behavioral health care for the adjustment. We were able to get them services in school. We got them into, they had some really bad dental work that needed to be done. We got them into dentistry immediately. We got them primary care. I mean, grandmother will still reach out to me and say, we changed their lives.
This isn't a job for you, is it?
No.
It's a calling for
you. It's a calling, and it's thankfully a calling for so many of our over our 100 plus employees. Everyone feels so passionate about this work.
I can only imagine how many hours of work a week you work, Laura Potts. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you for being here and helping us.
And the reason I say that is that we're not asking you to work 80 hours a week or anything like that. Just call and make a donation, 888-780-8811, or text NOLA Kids at 34984. Be a miracle maker. $15 a month, that's 50 cents a day, or $180 one-time donation. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.